It represents a break with the neoliberal policies that brought disaster before. In the two decades, I mean, from 1980 to around 2000 to 2000, there was basically zero growth. I mean, almost zero growth in Ecuador's economy over that whole period. And it was there was also a tremendous crisis in 1999, a collapse of Ecuador's banking system that led to the exodus of about at least 5 to 6% of Ecuador's population emigrated between 2000 and 2005. Between 95 to 2006, when Correa was first elected, Ecuador went through at least seven presidents in those 10 years. I mean, by some counts, it was even more presidents than that. So the tremendous instability combined with neoliberal policies, subservience to the U.S. So Correa represented a break with that. You know, he expelled the military base the United States had in Ecuador. He expelled it from the country very early in his presidency. He defaulted on about a third of Ecuador's external debt because they had appointed a commission to that determined that much of it was illegally contracted. And they went through a refounding of the country. You know, they had a referendum process similar to what Chavez did in Venezuela years earlier. They had a three-step process where they asked the public if they wanted to a new constitution. The public said yeah. The voters said yes, and then they elected a constituent assembly to write the a new constitution. And then they had another referendum in which the voters said yes, they approved the new constitution. So there was a political renewal, refounding of the country at the same time as a drastic shift away from neoliberal policies. There was massive investment in public works. 800 hydroelectric plants were built, numerous roads, tremendous improvement in the roads. There's this outfit, the World Economic Forum, you know, they ranked Ecuador's roads like 10th when Correa was first elected in 2006. And then by 2015, they were ranked the best, according to this World Economic Forum. The Inter-American Development Bank, they said that the public services in Ecuador climbed from 16th to 6th best in the region. And these are outfits that generally aren't partial to left-wing governments.